Mishnah Dalet. After defining where exactly the measurement of the tchum begins, the Mishnah now goes on to describe how exactly the tchum was measured. In Moedin el Bechel shel Chamishim Amma, they would only measure using a rope which was 50 amas long, le pochais vele yaiser, no less than 50 amas and no more than 50 amas. The reason being that if the rope was too short, then the two people measuring it would come to pull the rope more, and they might end up extending the rope a bit, or they might make it extremely tight, such that they would end up measuring more than 2,000 amas, because they're extending the measurement. And it can't be too long, the rope, because if it's too long, then it won't be tight enough. The rope will droop a bit, and it won't be tight, so you would end up getting a smaller tachum. And so 50 amas was made as the standard measurement, such that the rope would be a regular tightness, and it would be pretty exact. You would get pretty much all of the 50 amas, and not more than that, or less. The two people holding the ropes can only measure it by holding the rope by their heart, by their chest. That was given again as the standard place to hold the rope, so that they would be holding it at basically the same height, and they would get an exact measurement of 50 amas horizontally. If one person was holding it, for example, by their feet, and the other person was holding it by their head, so the rope would not be straight, and you would definitely not get the 50 amas measurement. Now what happens if they were measuring, and let's say after every time they measure 50 amas, they might make a mark there, or one of the people stays there, and then another person goes to a further place, and they measure the next 50 amas, etc. But what happens if they were measuring, they reach a valley or a fence. And it's not necessarily referring to a literal fence, it could be a pile of stones which was once a fence. The point is, if one of them stands inside the valley or on top of the pile of stones, it's going to be much higher, and you won't be able to get a simple measurement of 50 straight amas horizontally across. Now, if the pile of stones or the valley was less than 50 amas long, then there's an easy solution. Each person should stand on either side of the pile of stones and measure it regularly. You don't need to go on top of the stones or into the valley. The case of our Mishnah is where the part of the valley or stones which faces the city, they're measuring from the city in a straight line. So if they continue in the straight line, they'll meet the valley or the pile of stones, and it will be more than 50 amas long. However, if they were to move to the side a bit, so they would no longer be corresponding to the city, but if they walk a bit to the side, part of the valley or the pile of stones is narrower than 50 amas. So what they can do is they can mark where the edge of the valley is. Let's say that's 700 amas away from the city. Then they can walk to the side in a straight line to the point of the valley which is narrower than 50 amas. And then one person can stand on this side of the valley, the other person can stand on the other side of the valley, and that way you can continue using these 50 amas ropes and get a measurement for the valley as well. And so the Mishnah says, Mavliyo v'chizle midasai, which literally means you can swallow it and then go back to measuring it. And as we explained, this means that you can move to the side, you can avoid the valley, the effect of the valley, and then once you've measured the valley, they would go back to where they were originally measuring from the city in a straight line, and continue using those 50 amas ropes to measure the rest of the tchum. Alright, on a similar note, Higia Lahar, if he reached a mountain, as they were measuring it, they reached a mountain. Again, Mavliyo v'chizle midasai, they can swallow, they can avoid the mountain, and then go back to the original straight line and continue measuring. So again, they would move to the sides, measure it on the sides of the mountain, and then on the other side of the mountain, they would go back and continue measuring it in a straight line. Now, the Mishnah adds an important consideration of Vajla Yetze Chutz HaTchum, as long as he does not leave and go outside of the Tchum. Meaning when he moves to the side to measure on the side of the mountain or on the side of the valley or the pile of stones, if when he does so and he reaches the part where it's less than 50 amas long, if that is outside of the tchum of the city, then he should not do that, because if people see the people measuring the tchum, they see them over there, so they'll think that that's part of the tchum. So when it comes to Shabbos, they'll think, I saw the people measuring it over here, so it must be that this is part of the tchum, and people will come to carry there on Shabbos. So you can only go there for the sake of measuring, if it's within the tchum still, so that you don't lead people to travel illegally on Shabbos. Now what happens if Im'einu yochel lavliyoy? If he's not able to avoid the mountain or the valley, for whatever reason, perhaps it's going to be outside of the tchum, the part which is narrower than 50 amas. So in that case, bozoi omar Rabbi Doisa bar Rabbi Yanai mishum Rabbi Meir, about this, Rabbi Doisa bar Rabbi Yanai, in the name of Rabbi Meir, said, Shomati, I heard, shemekadrin behorim, which literally means we pierce and we make holes in the mountains, meaning we view it as if we made a hole throughout the entire mountain, and gained a measurement like that. Now, how exactly would they measure it? That the mission does not explain. The mission is just saying that it's not a problem that there's a mountain there. We can still measure an exact amount in another way. And the Gemara explains that the two people who were measuring, instead of using 50 amos ropes, they would now use ropes of 4 amos long. And one of the people would take a few steps up the mountain, and the other person would hold the rope by his chest, with the other end of the rope being by the feet of the person who climbed a few steps. So the rope would be straight. It would be by the chest of the person lower down, and by the feet of the person higher up. So they would have one 4-amos long rope, which was straight, it was horizontal, going to that person's feet. And then that person would pick it up and put it by his chest, and wait for the other person to walk in front of him and take a few steps, and make sure that the other end of the rope was by that person's feet. And they would go on and on until they got to the other side of the mountain, and that's how they would calculate the tchum when there was a mountain in the way.